This is the Sakha Murli of the 1st of December, 2025. Sweet children, churn the ocean of this knowledge every day, and your mercury of happiness will rise. Whilst walking and moving around, remember that you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Question: what is the easy way to make self-progress? Answer: in order to make self-progress, keep a daily chart. Check yourself. Throughout the day, did I perform any devilish actions? Just as students keep their register, in the same way, you children should keep a register of your divine virtues, and you will then continue to make self-progress. Song: the resident of the faraway land has come into the foreign land. Om Shanti. You children know what the faraway land is. Not a single human being in the outside world knows this. No matter how great a scholar or pundit someone may be, he would not know the meaning of this. You children know that the Father, whom all human beings remember as God, is definitely up above in the incorporeal world. No one else knows this. You children now understand the secrets of this drama. Everything that has happened from the beginning and all that is still to happen is in your intellects. Your intellects have to keep this knowledge of how this world cycle continues to turn. Amongst you children, all of you understand number wise. It is because you don't churn the ocean of this knowledge that your mercury of happiness doesn't rise. Whilst you are sitting and walking, let your intellects remember that you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. I, a soul, know the whole world cycle from the beginning to the end. You are sitting here, but your intellects remember the incorporeal world. That is the sweet silence home, the land of nirvana, the land of silence where souls reside. This enters the intellects of you children very quickly. No one else knows this. Although they study and listen to so many scriptures, they do not benefit from that at all. All of them are on the path that goes down, whereas you are now climbing up. You are making your preparations to return home. We have to leave these old clothes and return home. There is happiness in this. For half a cycle, you have been performing devotion in order to return home. You have been continuing to come down the ladder. Baba now explains everything to you very easily. You children should have the happiness that God the Father is teaching you. You should have a great deal of happiness about this. The Father is personally teaching you. Baba, the Father of all, is now teaching us once again. He has taught us many times. It is when you have been around the full cycle that the Father then comes. At present, you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. You are making effort to become deities of the land of Vishnu. No one in the whole world can give you this knowledge. Shiv Baba is teaching us. You should have so much happiness. You children know that all of those scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. They are not for salvation. All the paraphernalia of the path of devotion is also needed. There is limitless paraphernalia. The Father says, you have continued to come down through all of that. You have been wandering around for so long, and you are now sitting here in silence. All of your stumbling is now over. You souls know that very little time remains to purify yourselves. The Father is now showing you the way to do this. He says, remember me, and from Tamo Pradhan you will become Sato Pradhan. You will then go and rule in the Sato Pradhan world. The Father has shown you the path every cycle many times. You also have to examine your own stage. Students make effort to make themselves clever. There are registers of their studies and their behavior. Here too, you have to imbibe divine virtues. By keeping a daily chart of yourself, you will make a lot of self-progress. Did I perform any devilish actions today? I have to become a deity. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is in front of you. It is such a simple picture. Shiv Baba is at the top. He gives you this inheritance through Prajapita Brahma, and so there must definitely be the Brahmins at the confluence age. The deities exist in the golden age, the Brahmins exist at the confluence age, and the ones who belong to the Shudra clan exist in the Iron Age. You should also keep the variety form image in your intellects. We are now Brahmins, the top knots, and we will then be deities. The Father is teaching us Brahmins in order to make us into deities. Therefore, you also have to imbibe divine virtues. Become very sweet. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Just as you do one type of work or another for the livelihood of your bodies, in the same way here too, you need to serve the yajna. When someone is ill and is unable to do any service, others have to serve him. When someone becomes ill and leaves his body, there is no question of your experiencing sorrow or crying. You have to remain totally silent in remembrance of Baba. There shouldn't be any noise. When they take a corpse to the cremation ground, they make a lot of noise saying, "The one whose name is Rama is with you." You don't have to say anything. You gain victory over the world with silence. Theirs is science, whereas yours is silence. You children also know the accurate meaning of gyan and vigyan. Gyan is understanding, and vigyan is to forget everything, to go even beyond gyan. So there is gyan as well as vigyan. You souls know that you are residents of the land of silence. Then there is also gyan. You are Rupan Basant, embodiment of silence who showers jewels of knowledge. Baba too is Rupan Basant. He is Rup, and he also has the whole knowledge of the world cycle. They have named a building Vigyan Bhavan, but they do not understand the meaning of that at all. You children understand that at present science causes sorrow as well as happiness. There is happiness and only happiness. Here, happiness is temporary. All the rest is sorrow and only sorrow. People are so unhappy in their own homes. They feel that the sooner they die, the sooner they can be liberated from this world of sorrow. You children know that Baba has come to make you into residents of heaven. You should have so much internal happiness. Baba comes every cycle to make us into residents of heaven. And therefore, you should definitely follow the directions of such a father. The father says, "Sweet children, never cause sorrow for anyone. Become pure whilst living in your households. We are all brothers and sisters. This is a relationship of love. There mustn't be any other type of vision. Each one's illness is unique to that soul. Therefore, each one receives advice according to that. Some ask, 'Baba, such and such a situation has come up. What should I do in this situation?' Baba explains, 'The vision between a brother and sister must never become bad. There shouldn't be any fighting. I am the father of you souls.' Shiv Baba is speaking through the body of Brahma. Therefore, Prajapita Brahma is the son of Shiv Baba. He enters an ordinary body. Vishnu belongs to the golden age. The father says, 'I have come and entered this one in order to make the world new.' Baba asks, 'Will you become the emperors and empresses of the world?' 'Yes, Baba, why not?' 'Yes, but you then also have to remain pure.' 'This is difficult.' 'Oh? But God is making you into the masters of the world. Can you not remain pure? Are you not ashamed of yourselves? Even your physical fathers tell you not to perform any dirty actions. It's due to that vice that there are obstacles. From the very start, it has only been because of that vice that there has been so much upheaval.' The father says, 'Sweet children, you have to gain victory over that vice. I have come to make you pure. You children have now been given intellects to judge for yourselves whether something is right or wrong, whether it is good or bad. Lakshmi and Narayan are your aim and objective. The people of heaven have divine virtues. The people of the Iron Age have defects. No one understands that this is now the kingdom of Ravan. They burn effigies of Ravan every year. He is the enemy. They continue to burn effigies of him, yet they do not know who he is. All of us belong to the kingdom of Ravan, and so we are all definitely devilish. However, no one considers himself to be a devil. Many say that this is a kingdom of devils, as are the rulers, so the subjects. However, they don't even understand this much. The father sits here and explains that the kingdom of Rama is separate from the kingdom of Ravan. You are now becoming full of all virtues. The father says, 'Give this knowledge to the devotees who worship me and to those who worship the deities in the temples. But do not beat your heads with such people. You will find many devotees in the temples. You also have to feel each one's pulse. Some doctors can instantly tell what illness you have just by feeling your pulse. There was a very well-known Ayurvedic doctor in Delhi called Ajmal Khan. The father makes you ever healthy and wealthy for 21 births. Everyone here is diseased, unhealthy. There is never any illness. You are becoming ever healthy and ever wealthy. You conquer your sense organs with the power of yoga. Your sense organs must never deceive you. Baba has said, stay in remembrance accurately. Remain soul conscious and your sense organs will not deceive you. It is here that you gain victory over those vices. You never had bad vision there. Ravan's kingdom doesn't exist there. That is the non-violent deity religion. There is no question of war, etc. there. This will be the final war, and the gates to heaven will then open through this. There will then be no more war. This is the last sacrificial fire, and there will then not be any sacrificial fires for half a cycle. All the rubbish is to be sacrificed into this. The flames of destruction will emerge from the sacrificial fire, and everything will be cleansed. You children have had visions. The fruit juice there is very delicious and first class. You are now establishing that kingdom, and so you should have so much happiness. Your name is Shiv Shaktis, the mothers of Bharat. It is only by having remembrance that you take power from Shiva. There is no question of stumbling around. Those people think that anyone who doesn't perform devotion is an atheist, whereas you say that those who do not know the Father and creation are atheists. You have now become theists, and you have also become seers of the three aspects of time. You now know the three worlds and the three aspects of time. Lakshmi and Narayan received their inheritance from the Father. You are now becoming like them. Only the Father explains all of these things. Shiv Baba himself says, I enter this one and explain to you. How else could I, the incorporeal one, explain? Can a study take place through inspiration? One needs a mouth in order to teach. This one is the Galmukh, the mouth of a cow. This one is the senior mother. He is a human mother. The father says, I explain to you children the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world through this one. I show you clever methods. There is no question of blessings in this. You have to follow my directions. You are given Srimad. It is not a question of mercy. Some of you say, Baba, I forget you again and again, so grant me mercy. Oh, but it is your task to remember the Father. What mercy would I have for you? For me, all of you are my children. If I were to have mercy, everyone would then be seated on the throne. However, all of you claim a status according to how much you study. You are the ones who have to study. Continue to make effort. Remember the most beloved Father. Souls cannot return home impure. The Father says, to the extent that you souls remember me, you will accordingly become pure through that remembrance. No pure soul can stay here. Once you become pure, you need a new body. It's against the law for a pure soul to receive an impure body. Sannyasis too take birth through vice. Deities do not take birth through vice, that they would then have to take up renunciation. They are elevated ones. They are the true Mahatmas who are constantly completely viceless. The kingdom of Ravan doesn't exist there. That is the Satopradhan kingdom of Rama, God. In fact, you shouldn't even say Rama. It is Shiv Baba. This is called the imperishable sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra in which the horse is sacrificed. Whether you say Rudra or Shiva, they are one and the same. Sri Krishna's name is not mentioned. Shiv Baba comes and speaks this knowledge. When people create a sacrificial fire, they create a lingam and salagrams of clay. They worship them and then break them up. Baba gives the example of the deity idols. They adorn the idols of the deities. They offer them food and water. They worship them and then they sink them. Similarly, they worship the images of Shiv Baba and the salagrams with a lot of love and cleanliness, and then they break them up. All of that is the expansion of devotion. The Father now explains to you, children, that to the extent you stay in remembrance of the Father, you will accordingly have that much happiness. Check your chart every night to see whether you have made any mistakes. Pull your own ears. Baba, I made this mistake today. Please forgive me. Baba says if you write the truth, half of your sin will be forgiven. The Father is sitting here. If you want to benefit yourselves, continue to follow his Srimat. You will make a lot of progress by keeping a chart. There is no expense in this. If you want to claim a high status, do not cause anyone sorrow through your thoughts, words, or deeds. If someone says something wrong to you, listen but do not hear it. Make this effort. The Father comes in order to remove all the sorrow from you children and to give you constant happiness. Therefore, you children too have to become like this. The best service can be done in the temples. You will find many religious-minded people there. There are many who come to the exhibitions. The service done at the fairs and exhibitions is better than that done with projectors, slideshows. The fairs require expenditure, and so there would definitely also be benefit. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana, 1. The Father has given each of you an intellect to understand the difference between right and wrong. Therefore, imbibe divine virtues on the basis of your intellect understanding everything. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Let there be true love of brother and sister amongst you. Never have bad vision for one another. 2. Follow every direction that the Father gives you. Study well and have mercy for yourself. Keep a chart for your self-progress. If someone says anything that could cause sorrow, listen but do not hear it. Blessing. May you be a charitable soul and with the sanskar of godly royalty, speak of each one's specialities. Always create every thought and perform every act while considering yourself to be a special soul. See and speak of the specialities of each one. Constantly have benevolent wishes to make each one special. This is godly royalty. Royal souls cannot imbibe things that others have discarded. Therefore, constantly pay attention that your eyes are closed to seeing anyone's weaknesses or defects. Sing songs of each other's praise. Exchange flowers of love and cooperation with each other, and you will become charitable souls. Slogan: the power of a blessing can transform any fire of a situation into water. Avyak signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. The blessing of the main teachings of the incorporeal form is, may you be karmateet. The blessing of the subtle form, that is the angelic form, is, may you be double light. Double light means to be light in all bondages of karma, and light means to remain constantly stable in the form of light. Those who remain double light in this way can easily attain the karmateet stage. So while engaging yourself in doing service, now have this deep concern, I have to become complete and karmateet. Om Shanti.